This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen, you guys, this is important. On Wednesday, we're doing our live secret show and the Pajama Llama Ding Dong pool party. And then on Thursday morning, we're doing our regular show live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. You don't need a ticket for this. You don't need to be any particular age. Come one, come all. We're serving breakfast. Well, by we, I mean the Fairmont serving breakfast. And there's plenty of comfortable places to sit. And we need to pack that tent because I know for a fact that the people who are at the Pajama Llama thing the night before are not getting up early. We'll do it live. So we'll be doing our show there on Thursday morning. And if you're in the Sonoma area, please, won't you swing by?
Love to see you.
There are a very limited amount of tickets for the Pajama Llama pool party that are available today, right now. Listen to this. Go to RadioAlice.com, and there's a link there to get free tickets. You have to be over 21 to grab these. This past Friday, our final grand prize winner on the air was Ashley from Petaluma. So she's got a two-night stay this week. And, of course, tickets to all the good stuff. But if you want tickets, is this it?
This is it.
This is the last chance that you have. I'm telling you right now, RadioAlice.com, look for the link. Get just like that, you get tickets. This isn't like an enter to win. This is tickets. I don't know how many pairs, but
not that many.
You do have to be over 21. We'd love to see you. There's a lot of people at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. There is a new one going up today whenever Bryn puts it up. Bryn's in charge of that. Find it at RadioAlice.com and Radio.com and wherever you get your podcast from. So tomorrow, there's so much great stuff happening this week. Tomorrow, Big Brother's back.
Mm-hmm.
16 new house guests and a whole new house. I mean, it's in the same place. But they have. She walked around with a camera crew on Friday to show the campy new Big Brother house. And by campy, I mean camping. Like a lot of camping stuff. There's actually what looks like an Airstream right in the middle of it.
Oh, thematically.
Yes. Thematically campy. One of the bedrooms has like mountain peaks painted on the walls. And you know how they have mirrors? Well, what look like mirrors everywhere. And mm-hmm. that's where there's like a channel behind that where the people who are working the cameras can go in and look through. Those are all surrounded by, like, little logs and stuff. It's really cute and kind of birch bark bedding and weirdly, like, a camp stove and a little mini trailer. Here's a couple of shots of the house here. Julie walking through some kind of Airstream. And then here's what's on. This is in one of the bedrooms on a dresser. It's weird, like thermoses and little camp lights and a camp cooking stove.
All right. Well, this stuff.
Okay. Gives off a country vibe.
They usually have a bunch of different themes in different rooms, though, right?
So yeah, they'll have one room that's sort of pink, and
this
one
might
room
just be one of the rooms.
Well, they're saying that the whole thing is the theme is camp. Life okay. is better outdoors. Faux picturesque skies. The last room, and my guess is this is the have-not room. I haven't watched her video yet. There's an archery range in there featuring quivers filled with arrows. Fixed to the walls, targets over the beds. That seems super safe. Another view of the archery bedroom shows bales of hay suspended against the wall, again, littered with fired arrows. And, of course, Julie Chen couldn't resist firing one. Doesn't say if she got a bullseye or not. I'm going to guess she did. She's amazing. So, Big Brother, camp style, campfire version. Is starting tomorrow night. It's a two-day event, the opening week here. I think after 4th of July week, they're going to go back to their normal Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. But for the next couple weeks, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday. Just so you're well aware of when it's on. And listen, it hasn't even started yet. Watch it with us. We talk about it all the time.
I love... I love the way I snap judge every cast as being unwatchable the minute I meet them.
I know. It's and then the 3 weeks in, you're
right,
like so invested.
It's the same sort of reaction, though, that I have to Survivor, too. Like, oh, this season's going to suck.
Yeah,
look at these
I hate all these
clowns.
People. Because you don't know them.
And then, sure enough, you start to...
Yep. Find out who they are and root for people and
right.
hate on people. It's great. They do a good job of casting. I think Survivor does a better job at casting than Big Brother does, but there have been some pretty memorable Big Brother casts. Let's see. I got the Billboard 200 here. On Fridays, new music comes out, and a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything charted. So these are the songs a lot of these we listened back to. A couple weeks ago. At number 10 is Ariana Grande, Thank You, Next. 27,000 copies. This has to go away soon.
Why would it go away? It's so good.
Mm. No one can get enough of it. Lizzo is in the top 10.
I have one that you haven't heard yet. This is called Lingerie. Let it wash over you. It's great.
Oh, my God. All right.
So great.
That's good.
It's really good.
She comes in at number 9.
If only she were for real. She's like sent from heaven.
The name of the record is Because I Love You. And
where does this person exist?
A little. It doesn't. It sold more than 27,000 copies. DaBaby's Baby on Baby's number 8.
Some are saying that he's the hardest rapper out right now. Like, he got into a huge fight at Louis Vuitton.
DaBaby? Oh, we got a fight at Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
That
oh, really?
The yes. Really? He was hanging out at Louis V's.
I don't know who he fought. It was on TMZ, and I saw the story, and he straight knocks this dude out, and his pants are on the ground. It's just ridiculous.
Wait, but, DaBaby's pants are on the ground?
Or no,
he knocked the dude out of his pants?
Some other dude, I think he could have been a rapper, was taunting him, and they're both at LV, you know, shopping.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, they cut to the point where they're outside and the guy is like laid out on the floor with his pants on the floor and he's in his underwear.
Knocked him out of his pants.
He knocked him out of his pants. So they're saying that he's like the actual real gangster rapper of today.
Yeah, who shops at Louis Vuitton.
And,
okay,
and
I buy
named
that.
DaBaby.
DaBaby sold 28,000
copies. If he's made his money, I believe some of those dudes are the real deal. You see that in different sports too, the ones where they're like, that's the guy who will really punch you.
Mm.
And then there's the guys who are like, hold me back.
Skirty!
People
well,
know.
Listen.
They know, and they know to stay away. And he just let others know.
I don't care how legit you are. You don't punch people in the face because suddenly your ability to make music and make money goes away.
Well,
don't do it.
What did,
be a grown
what
up.
Did Fitty say? I'll pay the lawsuit and laugh.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
At number 7 is Chicago rapper Polo G, 29,000 copies of Die a Legend. At number 6 is Khalid, 37,000 copies of Free Spirit. There are a few new records out on the charts this week. Debuting in 5th place is Bastille's Doom Days. I remember really liking this record when we were listening to it a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
This debuted with 41,000 copies sold. All right, that's Bastille. debuting in fifth place. The Jonas Brothers, week two, I believe. This is Happiness Begins, fourth place, and 52,000 copies. At number three is Billie Eilish, 58,000 copies of When We All Fall Asleep. Where do we go? What do you know? Why do you care for me? Where do we go? The top two are both new records. Bruce Springsteen's Western Stars debuted in second place with 66,000 copies. And Madonna's new record, Madam X, debuted in first place. It sold 95,000 copies. No, I didn't.
Wow. Dude, good for her. I would have never, ever guessed.
She's got
would
the number
you?
One record. Yeah, I guess. I mean, she's, you know, depends on who you're up against. You know, I don't think you put your album out on the same week that Jay-Z does. You know
no, what I, mean? I understand. But still, when you've got an artist that has crossed generations the way she has, especially with the way music is bought now, you'd expect her to have dropped
right
considerably.
Yeah,
just as
got,
an, and that's male or female. That's not like Rolling Stones. If they put out a record now, okay, they're a guy band, but they wouldn't. You wouldn't expect them to have a number one album, would
right.
you?
I guess it wouldn't surprise me, depending on who else came out that week. Like 95,000 isn't a giant sales week for Madonna. I don't think. Like, I'm sure she sold. She had first weeks that were a million copies back in her heyday.
Sure.
It's all streaming now anyway. I mean, it's.
Right. And still, yeah. There she is.
Good for her.
I mean, Lil Nas X should still be number one based on the way that.
Lil Nas X's EP, we'll find out how that did next week.
That that's the new one.
Right. And you
Too
said
new.
That's the one that has.
Old Town Road
on
correct,
it.
Yes.
So my expectation is that that will make the top 10.
Oh, no he idea. Should be number one. No, he's the biggest based, thing going
sure,
right now,
based
for sure.
On his, on that single. Blink-182
yeah.
has a song out called Generational Divide. It's 50 seconds long.
How is it?
We're about to listen to it. We'll find out how it is. This is their latest release. Funny, and we could probably listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, punk rock is very famous for having short jams.
Well, they have a 35-second song called Can't Get You More Pregnant. And they have two songs under 30 seconds, Built This Pool and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's pretty typical in punk.
Well, it's all it needs to be. It says everything it needs to say. I think there's a video out for it, too. They're in like a... It looks like little mini posters all over the walls. There you go. Foster the People have a new record out. Oh, sorry, a new song, I should say. It's a trippy new single called Imagination. And here's what it sounds like. That bass line is killing me. I love it. All right. That's the new Fast of the People.
I don't know.
We'll have to ask Jane. Her door is closed right now. We'll find out if we're going to play that.
We played the heck out of that Sit Next to Me song.
Sure did.
We'll play it.
I mean,
I shouldn't say
it's
that.
Good.
Jane will tell us if we'll play it. What am I saying? Jane's the boss of the music around here. She tells me what I like.
The Flying Willendas are back at it. Bryn stayed up extra late to watch them.
Not intentionally, just was on. I was like, oh, man, this is intense. I can't stop watching.
You mean the trapeze act?
Well, they're doing a tightrope walk across Times Square. They did it last night live.
Yep.
A quarter mile.
Oh, trapeze is the
swinging
people.
The swinging thing.
Okay, sorry.
But
the tightrope.
I think they do stuff like that, too, right?
Or I don't know about that.
No, I think they're tightrope.
Many tightrope.
Yeah, just tightrope.
That's my mistake.
Where was the one where the guy, that was a Flying Willenda brother, wasn't it, who walked across like the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Or just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the woman, so it's Nick and Liana Willenda. At one point, he crawls over the top of her on this tightrope. She fell not that long ago.
Yeah.
Not yesterday.
That's his sister.
But when did she fall?
It was a rehearsal thing.
Like a couple years ago, she fell and broke every bone in her face.
Like, she landed on her face?
Sounds like it. They say she was more than confident last night. She nailed the run through 25 times in a row. She was singing biblical hymns and praised the Lord as she traversed across Times Square.
Wouldn't you retire? I would retire.
The neon light. Well, you can't. You got to have another stunt ready to go.
I can't.
You're a Willenda.
I fell onto my face, though.
Yeah.
I know. Their brother and sister, Nick and Liana.
How do you not break your neck if you land on your face?
I don't know. Maybe your face is just super, you know, groundbreaking. I don't know. He was offering all kinds of words of encouragement to his sister. Their dad was in the control room. They were drawing comfort from that. The poles they use, I have no idea if it was windy or not, but man, the Times Square is really crowded, and the crowd was going crazy below them. The poles that they use to balance themselves each weigh 38 pounds. Mm-hmm. And then she has to, like, get down. So did you see the part where he crawled over the top of her?
Yes, I did.
How was that? Nerve-wracking?
So, yeah, she actually walks up to the part where they plan to do it, because it's the most stable part in the act, and she kind of like
pull sits, your mic over to you.
She sits down so that the line is kind of between her legs.
Hot,
you know. She's just sitting on the line, and then he kind of just steps.
Wait,
over her.
Takes her feet completely off, or has one foot like?
I think she had maybe one foot up, but it was mainly between her crotch.
Yeah,
and she's holding that stick too. I also have the accident if you want to see that.
Oh,
this is her falling.
Don't watch it, Vinny.
Pretty gnarly.
Oh God! Oh, they don't show them hit, but they're high. Oh, they're, what is that? 40 feet? 30 feet?
Yeah, somewhere
easy
around
to
there.
Die at that height. Lucky she just
like
broke her face.
Four people on the line, and all these huge balancing beams. Mm. Is that what you call them?
You mean the pole?
The
things
poles?
That they use?
Balancing
this is
poles.
Her right here.
And she's on something they're carrying above them. On their shoulders, it looks like.
Oh, God.
She starts to lose balance right there.
She starts to go. Oh, God. Then they all went. They all fell.
Mm.
Heavy. I'd never do it again.
Mm-mm. How would you get over that, having fallen like that?
I don't know.
I guess, man, it takes a lot of heart to be a Willenda.
Oh, yeah. They're on the ground right
and then
there.
Some.
Yeah. Oh, ground comes up fast.
I'm not like... I am afraid of heights, but I can get in a tree. I can climb a fence. I can stand. I can look out a window. I'll get to a ledge of anything and sit on it. No worries. But, man, when you start to get where you're... Not me either.
They were on harnesses yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, those chickens.
They didn't want to kill anybody underneath them either, you know?
Yeah,
I'm sure
exactly.
There's that. They probably, there must be some kind of permit that gets issued for this, and they probably, and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they said, yeah,
you
can do it.
There's a huge crowd underneath them, too, so if they fell, somebody could really get hurt.
Yeah. Being Cam Newton has got to have its pros, you know, like, it's good to be Cam Newton.
Well, to say who he is.
He's the Panthers quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He dresses crazy. He's good looking. He's the dab guy. He's, you know, always wears like a Superman shirt. And he's Cam Newton the whole time. So for some reason, he couldn't get first class.
Oh no. That's too bad.
You know, I don't know if he made the same offer to the people in first class, but they were like, get out of here. We're keeping our seats. He, you know, he's tall. He's 6'5". So he's sitting in his coach seat, and he goes to the guy who's got the seat with the more leg room, you know, those one, those seats you can buy. He's like, dude, I'll give you $1,500 right now to change seats with me. Guy goes, no. Puts his headphones back on, keeps watching.
Wow.
Oh, he was going to Paris, by the way. You think if you're going to Paris that you've booked it in a, far enough in advance that you get the seat you want.
Yeah.
Or know? He figured he'd pull this stunt.
And get the more
maybe
legroom.
It's less. Is it less money to pay 15 cash?
Right. Or, then to right. I'm sure. Even to get business class.
Maybe he's actually got a that's his move. I just bring cash. I can get it for even less if I just flash it to the person there.
Yeah. Well, he survived the flight. He did make it to Paris. So all is well, but he was willing to pay. I guess maybe he even tried for a little while to be in his seat. He's, I can't do it.
You're always an upgrade girl.
Oh, yeah. Upgrade me.
I never upgrade.
Oh, man. I'll do
I've
it.
I've never. I don't even. I've sat in first class, but I don't.
Oh, God. First class is the way.
$1,500 won't cover that. That's not even close to what it costs
but I
for
guess,
first class.
No, this wasn't. He wasn't looking for even a first class seat. He was just trying to get the seats in coach with more legroom.
Oh, I see.
Believe it or not. I'm like, what's that guy doing?
And
in
I
coach?
Don't know what the price difference is, but maybe he's. I don't know.
Well, if you buy a full class. A full fare first class or business class ticket, it's, you know, I think it can be five times as much as somebody who's sitting
yeah,
there.
Easily.
Oh, it's humongous
easily.
Amounts.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you got to use
your
miles.
Because you get to lay down and sleep.
Oh, yeah. They have beds, basically.
Oh,
it's crazy.
I'm not paying that.
Well,
if
no.
If you're there for 16
that's why you,
hours,
you
might
work
want
it. You use your miles, you finagle, you know, through, you just... You figure out a way.
I'm incapable of the... I can't do all that.
Tell your wife to do it.
I'm having enough trouble. You know how much trouble it is for me to pack?
I've heard. What's coming up, Vinny?
I'm sorry. Let me do this correctly. Alan Pierce, Paradise, California hero.
Oh.
In the news next.
Oh. Wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy... celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. It's 8:38 in the morning, and you can watch this show anytime you want. In fact, on the weekends, it's sort of like a best of. Vaughn puts a whole loop together, some of the best moments of the week. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the June sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. We spoke with Brandi Chastain earlier, you know.
We did.
Former Olympic team gold medalist.
Sure.
And World Cup champ. And she gave us a little bit of talk on the World Cup that's going now and the women's team, the U.S. women's team will play Spain today. May have even start. No, I think it starts at 9.
Yeah.
So.
Go USA.
USA. Right.
USA.
We're looking good. Our team is looking good.
Yeah. It says in that thing, they're favorite to win the whole thing. Go, 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 girls.
Well, that's a tough spot to be in.
It is. A lot of pressure on you.
Right.
You know, these girls work well under pressure, though. These women.
This from today's USA Today. Another American has died in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, my God.
A 56-year-old man from Long Island, New York has died. Vittorio Caruso's family told the news about their relative's death on June 17th. His sister-in-law, Lisa, said his family got a phone call telling them he was sick, only to find out minutes later he'd died. Vittorio owned a pizza shop in Glen Cove, New York.
Oh.
And was there on vacation.
Is that like, what, the 9th or 10th?
There's just, it's never, everything out of the Dominican Republic in the last couple of weeks has just been horrible news.
The thing is that now there's people coming out and saying, hey, we had a death before this made the news. So now they're even looking right back at what the, and they still don't know
what is causing
this.
Melissa Rycroft, who was a Bachelorette contestant years ago, she's the one, if you remember, the guy picked her in the end and then ditched her and married the second place girl. And she was pissed. She went on like Dancing with the Stars. I would see her on like the Today Show, I think, she or whatever she was on.
She was mad about it.
Really mad. Cute girl. She's now married and has three kids.
Oh, good for her.
They were in the Dominican Republic and she's wicked sick. Like they're home, but she is sick. So I don't know what's going on down there. He's saying he drank beer the whole time he was there, but she was drinking like mixed drinks and something like that. So maybe the water,
well,
you know, the
Vittorio,
ice.
Vittorio, they say that, or did you just say that, that he drank something and after that he was sick?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. But that's one of the problems, though, that's being highlighted, and I've mentioned this because of my dad's passing, is that when you go to, sorry, I think I said third world country in the past, emerging economy, is maybe a more delicate way of putting it. When you go, they don't have the same standards we do here. And that's the thing that you find out the hard way is the help you're getting, the information you're able to get about what happened. Mm-hmm. And you find out they don't.
And even getting the body home.
They don't have the same rules of handling things that we have here.
Right. It's, well, I mean,
so
look,
information comes slow, if at all. And getting the person back can be a real problem, especially if you have specific religious needs.
Right.
So it's something to consider maybe when you're traveling. Certainly if you've got a trip to the Dominican Republic anytime soon.
Cancel it.
I'm not saying that.
I am.
In fact, I had it
probably
highlighted.
Cheap to go there right now, though.
Yeah, come on down, please.
Let me see. Oh, I lost the highlighted spot I had. It's on my pad, but it's the person who's in charge of the traveler, the tourism board. We don't have a problem here. There's no problem in the Dominican Republic. People can travel here safely.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Alan Pierce.
Who's that?
He's a hero. Alan Pierce is an intensive care unit nurse in Paradise, California. And last year, he risked his life to save his patients from the Camp Fire, which was the deadliest wildfire in state history. He used his Toyota Tundra to shuttle patients to safety when the fire spread and got too close to the hospital.
Mm.
He went back and forth multiple times, and the flames got so close his doors were charred and his taillights were melted.
Oh, my God.
That's
wow,
it.
Wow, that car. Look, you know what? It's a white truck, and it looks like a toasted marshmallow.
Right.
That's incredible. I can't believe his tires didn't blow, to tell you the truth. I mean, that is scorched.
Now he doesn't have to worry about replacing that truck because Toyota heard his story and decided to replace it with a brand new Toyota Tundra.
You know what? Good job, Toyota.
They made a few modifications first and added a heavy-duty roof rack, bigger tires, a lift kit, and an onboard CO2 tank.
Oh,
the coolest part is his doors were charred. His doors being charred on his old truck was kind of a badge. Like, hey,
right,
I did this. I'm Alan Pierce. I'm a hero. So they did a custom paint job to recreate the look.
They did?
For his new ride.
Oh, wow.
They even gave it some texture where the paint on his old truck had boiled and bubbled up.
Wow.
They gave him the new truck last November, but recently surprised him with a custom paint job, and the first photos of it just hit Facebook. So
that's
Alan Pierce of Paradise, California, hero.
Thanks, Alan.
Way to
and
go,
and to
buddy.
Other unsung heroes, because you know that, you know, there were, I'm sure, plenty of them.
Right.
In bad times, look for the good people.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fact, 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 fact. Fast, fast, fact, 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 fact.
Friend's going to throw his shoulder out of the socket one of these days. He moves
really
fast.
He really does move. You can't believe how fast and accurately his hands shoot out.
The term pipe dream comes from fantasies people would have when they smoked opium.
Oh,
that's
adorable.
Just a pipe dream.
Yeah.
You're
obviously high on opium.
Right. Oranges are usually sold in red net bags because it makes the color of the fruit look brighter.
Oh.
It's good marketing. Yeah. That's what that is.
Never even really knew what color. If you'd asked me what color the bags are, I wouldn't have known.
Red netted.
All right. I'm going to check that out next time I'm at the Safeway.
Have you ever gone through your significant other's phone without permission?
Sure.
Have you?
No, never. Ever.
How about now?
Never. I would never do that.
Have you?
No,
but... What about you, Bren?
Not this one. I think I looked through. When phones were just...
Have you ever gone through a significant other's phone?
An ex's, sure.
Oh!
Hotline.
Phones weren't a big thing back then,
Hold
though.
On.
It was kind of like, I didn't think there was a lock on it, you know?
Oh, it didn't have a lock?
Yeah, it was like before the iPhones were really popular. It probably was an Android of sorts.
Has someone gone through yours, Ben?
Has
that
someone...
you know of?
No, not that I know of. But if you're wondering whether someone you've been dating has ever gone through your phone to check up on you, the answer is probably yes.
Mm.
According to a new survey, 1 out of 5 people have gone through their significant other's phone without permission. And for millennials, that jumps up to 1 out of 3. Why were you searching through somebody's phone?
John's phone.
Yeah, but why? What inspired you to search his phone? Were you thinking...
Picked it up. I
these
know the
trips
passcode.
To the gym are taking way too long.
No, I just... I don't know. I wasn't even looking for anything in particular. I think like some texts were showing on the front, and I was like, oh, let me look at those.
Oh.
Wasn't that long ago either.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you just needed to check it out. Was it...
Yeah.
Did the name say Doreen on it?
No.
Oh.
His dumb friends.
Oh.
Softball friends. But then I told them, I go, oh, I looked at some of your texts, so they're not... You do have some new texts on there. I just looked at them all, so they're...
And he was like, huh?
No.
Say go,
I don't even know. I was like, oh, it was just... Because I think the thing was going off. I'm like, what is going on?
Picked it up. My husband can't have fun or contact with others.
Right. What's going on
it's
here?
Like the time
it's
we
ridiculous.
Asked him to go to the Raider game with us, and Sarah said, he's busy.
Yeah.
Well...
Well, Sundays
you could ask him. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, but why? And I'm just going to tell him no.
If you asked him though, and then he said maybe I
under
could
my
do my
thumb.
Homework oh, a different on. Day, so I could go to the game with the guys.
Oh, he was busy that day.
I know. We learned not to ask questions like that. What's wrong with us?
Just had his day.
73% of the people who've snooped say they don't regret it.
No,
they don't regret it at all.
I don't care. I don't even feel like I was really snooping. It wasn't that I was suspicious of anything. I just was like, oh, what's going on here?
A third say they found evidence of what they already suspected.
Hmm.
So their suspicion?
Justified.
Right. Hmm. Now they know.
Yep.
And 18% say, I didn't have a suspicion, but I found something and now I'm so bummed.
Hmm. Well, better to know than not know. You don't want gonorrhea or something. I guess gonorrhea is the one you do want, right? Because you can at least get rid of that.
Can you?
Can't you? I don't know.
Isn't gonorrhea now the super gonorrhea?
Yeah, yeah but you know, they've got the super
antibiotics. Oh, you mean regular
sure.
gonorrhea.
No, I just mean anything that you can
right.
maybe cure with antibiotics. Like, I don't want something that I'm keeping forever. Ideally, I don't want that. It's not a death sentence or anything. You're still a good person. Don't worry.
The person that went it. Oh, you mean any random person with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Not trying to say you're a bad person.
No.
If a person cheated on you mm-hmm. and got super or the regular gonorrhea, they're not a bad person?
Well,
yes, they are.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, you know, that if you have it, I wasn't trying to say that
right,
I wanted gonorrhea over herpes.
You're trying to
but
do
I
damage
do.
Control
I
because
do
there's
want
the people.
Gonorrhea
out, right?
over herpes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, look, if I don't have it, I don't want it. You know,
right.
Nobody wants it. But it doesn't make you a bad person to have it.
Right. Damage control. I'm surprised it didn't come up yet, but since it hasn't, I'm not radnitching you. The World's Ugliest Dog Contest went down over the weekend, the 31st annual.
Yeah, it did.
right up the street, up the road near you.
Petaluma?
Yeah.
Is that where they do it?
Yes.
The winner is Scamp the Tramp.
Oh.
His signature features are beady eyes and wild, disheveled, multicolored hair.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Some of which is matted into dreadlocks. He also has
short,
stubby legs and zero teeth. Oh, this is
a
black and white there for you. There you go.
Oh, he's hideous.
He's mangled and...
He's like
he's
Benji.
Adorable.
He looks smelly.
He's like, he does look smelly.
That
he
tongue's looks like a lizard tongue.
He looks like Benji if Benji was like fresh from Chernobyl or something. That is not. Oh, this is a cute picture. He kind of looks like Yoda in this picture, the way he's kind of hanging to the side. And there's no teeth to keep the tongue in, so the tongue
right.
is just lolling.
Tramp the Scamp's owner got a trophy and $1,500 cash and an appearance on the Today Show.
All right.
Lucky you.
Well, in... Has Tramp the Scamp ever won before? Or Scamp the Tramp, whatever the hell the thing's name is? Like,
sorry.
I like when there's... Because he's usually one of these three dogs.
It's Scamp the Tramp.
Okay. And is it a first-time winner?
It doesn't say, but I've never seen Scamp, so...
Right, I agree.
Do you want to see some runner-ups?
Yeah.
Here it is. Hold on.
Let's have a look here. That dog's not that ugly. It just has a bad tongue. That dog is ugly.
Oh, that dude's mangled. What happened to that guy?
That dude doesn't appear to have a lower jaw.
Oh, the mouth's open.
Oh, God. No. Oh, my God. Oh, man. That's an ugly dog. That's a good one, though. Oh.
Look at that
tongue. Oh, look at how cute that one is.
Boy, a lot of chihuahuas in the mix.
Yeah, though. There always is.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's a Oh, boy.
Poor guys.
This guy's picking his nose with his own tooth.
He's mangled his own nose with that.
With his tooth.
You'd think they'd pull that tooth.
You would.
Sheesh.
But they wouldn't win the ugly dog contest. What's wrong with that dog?
I recognize this dog. I think he may have won in the past.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
God. What is happening? Oh, it's got glasses on.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that one looks like one of the past winners.
Mm-hmm.
That dog just looks like bad things have happened to it. All right.
Our text number is 800-400. FM 97 or 3697.
Mm-hmm.
415 says, it's easily $15,000 for the first class to Paris.
Whoa.
Oh, boy, that is a ton
and
of money.
And he was just offering $1,500?
Well, not to get into first class, to get into a
just
coach
a bigger
seat with legroom.
I see.
That's a ton of money.
It's weird that he's
Cam
got
Newton,
that cash in his pocket.
Right. Dude, get out of that seat.
I'm thinking that's all he had on him.
Oh, you think that he should have been able to offer more?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should have gone up from
Well, the guy should have gone, listen, you got PayPal? Because that's not enough.
Yeah.
Hey. You've mentioned Venmo a couple times. What's the deal with Venmo compared to PayPal?
They're basically the same thing, except everyone can see what you did.
I believe PayPal owns Venmo, though.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. It's like a social media one, kind of.
Venmo is.
Yes. Like, when I
That's
look at
weird.
My
Why
Venmo
would you
feed,
want that?
Everyone who's in my contacts who has done a transaction, it says what they spent the money. You can make it private. Like, when I do it, I always make it private. I don't need anyone seeing that I spent money on tacos. I just don't need that.
Right.
So I always go private.
Is that a metaphor?
It is. It's a metaphor for opium or something. But it's basically...
tacos. You know, tacos.
Tacos. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever people are spending their money on. But it's basically the exact same thing, except that some places won't take PayPal, but they'll take Venmo. So I found that I had to get it.
To have both.
I had to have both.
Oh, all right. I don't have Venmo. I just keep hearing about it and going, what the heck?
It takes... It's the same as PayPal. It takes 5 minutes to set up and all
right.
set. I'm also hearing about Zelle all the time.
Zelle?
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of that
My
one yet.
My bank keeps trying to get me to sign up for Zelle. They're like, oh, you could pay this through Zelle. I'm like, no, I just don't pay it through Bill Pay. Like, please stop bothering me about your money thing.
Is it their brand
probably,
name paying service?
I guess so.
Oh.
It was through Wells Fargo. They keep popping the screen up. I'm like, don't ask me again.
Weird.
I don't want more of these things. I'm bummed I have to have more than PayPal. And now Apple Pay, I got that so I can give people cash with that.
It seems to be owned by all the banks.
Oh, well, there it is.
The
banks all gone
in
on
theirs.
It.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stay with PayPal.
Capital One, JPMorgan Chase, all that.
Right. I don't see options to pay with Venmo or Zelle on things online. I love when they have PayPal, though.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Boom. Click it. All your info's in there. You know you're anonymous, or they don't get your credit card number.
Right. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.